tell us about yourself. You guys are busy right now. We'll get to the job at hand. Where are you from? Where'd you grow up? And we know you're from a football fan.
Yeah, no, I grew up in New York, Buffalo, New York. My dad, A.J. Smith, worked for the Buffalo Bills for, I think it was 15 years or so, and that's where I grew up. Went to high school there, went to college at Youngstown State in Ohio, played ball there. That's kind of my roots.
Yeah, I mean, Buffalo, pretty cold up there, huh?
Yeah, it's real cold.
You guys had to wear boots most of the year.
You know what? It's more the thing is, it's not as much colder than it is here, but the snow. I mean,
right. You
get killed with snow.
And it's there all year long.
All the time. See, well, it's not snowing all year long.
But it's on the ground.
It's definitely there more than you want it to be there.
What'd you learn from your dad that really made you want to get in this business? Your dad's an extremely interesting guy. I've gotten to know him very well. A great talent evaluator. Maybe you were destined to do this. What'd you learn from AJ?
Well, you know, like I knew he was a gym teacher for 15 years before he became a scout and got into football. So I knew I wanted to either be a gym teacher or I wanted to be a scout.
Right.
And with the scouting part of it, just evaluating talent and, you know, building a roster, that was always what, you know, kind of drew me to it. As a player, I thought about, okay, well, maybe be a coach, maybe be a scout. I don't know which part I want to do.
Right.
But I always went back to what, you know, he always talked about as players, you know, building a roster and how you evaluate, and I was always drawn to that.
As a player, when did your dream of playing in the NFL evaporate, or was that anything?
Yeah, well,
yeah, everybody wants to play in the league.
No, yeah, I thought I was going to be the next Jerry Rice. I was a wideout and a punt returner. I thought I was going to be the next Jerry Rice, and I got my opportunity with Minnesota Vikings undrafted out of college, and then I went to Tampa Bay. They put me in NFL Europe, but I found out pretty quick there I wasn't going to be Jerry Rice. I might want to just set my goals for the practice squad first and then see what happens. But, you know, anyway, I ended up getting cut, and you know, after I chased it for a few more years, I was like, you know, how long am I going to do this for? I might as well get into my next career here. So that's when I became an intern here.
Yeah, and you're known. I remember when you came on board, and, of course, you're known as one of the top young talent evaluators, and I say young because you're young. I mean, how old are you?
I'm 33. Somebody asked me this the other day, and I didn't know if I was 33 or 34, and I'm one of the two. 10/15/84 was my birthday. That makes me 33.
I have a hard time with math.
Thinking 33. I think I'm 33.
You'll be 34 coming up, but you're relatively young. But what does it take to be a good scout? And, you know, to me, I've seen a lot of guys come through here, and to me, work ethic and the time you're willing to put in it, to me, is the most important thing.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, it's anything that you do. I think any job that you have, it's how hard you work at it, how bad you want it. But in our profession, the scouting world, the more tape you watch,
right,
the more reports you write, the more times you're right, the more times you're wrong. I mean, that's how you become a better scout, the experience of it. Every year you see and evaluate different players, and then 3 years down the road, you know, you draft a guy this year, you don't know who that player is until 2-3 years down the road.
Right.
So once that guy comes to become who he is as a player, then you find out, okay, I was right on that guy, or I was wrong on that guy. Why was I right? Why was I wrong? And that's the more you do that, the better you get as a scout. But it's work ethic, number one. Watch tape as much as you can. You know, anytime you get a chance, I mean, the more tape you watch, the better.
What is the schedule progression for you guys? As we've got free agency coming up, we've got the combine coming up. How does the schedule shake out for the front office? I don't see much of you guys these days.
Yeah, well, no, the Road Warriors came off the road last week. We've been meeting since Saturday last week, and we go from 8 o'clock till 5 o'clock every day. Over the weekend, we went from 8 till about 2 o'clock just to give them a half a day. But we're in there right now. We're just taking a break for lunch now. We're going back in until 5, 6 o'clock tonight. And just getting the board lined up. The initial board setting is what happens now before the combine and pro days and all those things.
Does your board change after free agency? Because you might take care of a few needs and then maybe or does it stay the same?
It stays the same for the college side. You know, obviously with the free agents, we might add some players and you might think, oh, okay, well, maybe we don't need this position, but that doesn't change for the college part. We have to evaluate the guys and set the board how we deem their talent. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then for the decision makers and come draft day, we'll answer those questions then. Okay, well, we've got two guys in the same category. Here's this position, here's that position. We got this position in free agency. Well, let's go here.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's one of those deals. But for us on the college side, nothing changes right now.
The evaluation is the evaluation regardless.
That's exactly right.
Let me ask you this. You know, I look at how the way the draft unfolds, and I know there's things that are happening that moves that are made. Is there an intangible there that you guys, how do you evaluate? I call it the skin tangibles here on the show, in case you haven't been watching lately. But
I have not.
How do you measure skin tangible, intangibles, or can they be measured?
It's hard. It's hard, man. You know, the hardest thing for us is, obviously, you go into these school calls during the fall. Our road scouts are on the road, and they're talking to every coach they can, every trainer, academic people, trying to find the best they trying to find out about the kid the best they can. What type of people are they? What type of worker are they? And that's all you can do. And then at this point in the postseason, you know, we interview the kids at the combine. We interview them at the pro days. And you try as best as you can in that small time frame to try and get to know the guy as people. And that's all you're doing. You're just gathering as much information as you can to create clarity.
You pumped up about the draft, man?
Fired up, man. I mean, it's a good group in a lot of different positions. I mean, it's really deep in a lot of positions. So, well, we're going to get better.